Good morning. I'm John Sliggers. Details of a plea agreement for a Sioux City man charged with vehicular homicide and other counts in a Plymouth County fatal accident in June 2022 have been filed. 32-year-old David Diaz will plead guilty to an amended charge of homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, a Class C felony, and operating while intoxicated resulting in serious injury, a Class D felony. Diaz will serve up to 10 years in prison on the first count and up to 5 years in prison on the second count. The terms will be served consecutively. He's also ordered to pay restitution of $150,000 and a fine of nearly $2,400. Charges of OWI first offense, reckless driving, and speeding will be dropped. Authorities say that Diaz was driving south on U.S. Highway 75 at 81 miles an hour when he rear-ended a car that had slowed to turn at C-70. The crash resulted in fatal injuries to a passenger in the back seat of the car, 45-year-old Ermion Hoswa of Sioux City. The other driver, 22-year-old Azael Abraham of Sioux City, was also injured. There will be public hearings before the Lamar City Council on proposed increases in water and sewer rates. The city's Public Utilities Committee recommends yearly increases in water rates over the next 4 years and yearly increases in sewer rates over the next 6 years. Under this plan, minimum water rates will increase from $14.33 per 1,000 gallons to $24 by the year 2027. This is done in order to pay for water treatment plant improvements. Minimum sewer rates will increase from the current $9.36 per month to $26.46 in 2029. Public hearings on both rate amendments will take place on Tuesday, April 16. There were two public hearings yesterday in Lamar's concerning tax levies in the fiscal 2025 budgets. The Lamar City Council received no public comment on their proposed tax levy of $12.78 per thousand for their new budget. That levy is an increase from the current levy of $11.90 per thousand. While the levy is higher, tax collections will be lower as state-mandated rollbacks were also lowered. The Lamar's Community School District also held a public hearing on their proposed tax levy for fiscal 24-25. Their levy is $9.97 per thousand, lower than the current $10.14. The new levy will raise $9.9 million, up $200,000 from their current budget. The City Council and School Board approved their levies after the hearings yesterday. A public hearing has been set by the Lamar City Council on their 2024-25 budget. Total revenues under the new budget are estimated at $26.5 million and total expenses at $26.7 million. The beginning balance on July the 1st is estimated at $24.21 million, and the estimated closing balance is $24.06 million. A hearing on the budget will take place at the beginning of the City Council session on Tuesday, April 23. The Plymouth County Road Department has given notice that it will close a rail crossing at Hinton beginning Monday. The repairs to the crossing east of U.S. 75 along C-60 will require closing the crossing to vehicle traffic for 2 weeks. Traffic will be detoured along 75 south to C-70, east to K-42, and north to C-60. The project will be completed by Monday, April 22. Sioux County authorities say a semi with a loaded livestock trailer crashed Tuesday morning. Dylan Coyle, 30, of Manly, Iowa, was driving southbound on Iowa 62 miles south of Hospers when he lost control of the vehicle, entered the median, and rolled onto its side. The truck and trailer sustained $350,000 in damages. There were no injuries reported. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office was assisted by a Hospers fire and ambulance and the Iowa DOT Highway Department, as well as several area farmers who assisted in rounding up loose pigs. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.